Yeah, and I got a lot of texts, a lot of positive words and from my friends and family. Yeah, no, it was pretty, my phone was, had a lot of texts in it and stuff. I have, yeah, most everyone, I think, that I can remember, yeah.
When you come into a game like that, are you basically running Brian Hoyer's game plan, a game plan that is crafted for him, and will this week's be more, you know, tailored to your preferences, plays that you like?
Yeah, I think so. I think so a little bit. I think that was, you know, geared towards Brian, what he does. But you know, the coaches do a great job of putting together a game plan that gives us the best chance to win games. And so whether that's for me or any other quarterback, we're just trying to do what's best for us to give us the best chance. And whatever play calls those are, that's what I'll go with.
How much can a full week of preparation as a starter help?
I think it helps a lot, getting those extra reps, reps with guys that you don't usually throw to, and in the huddle with the guys that are out there. I think it'll help a lot.
Is that a big thing for you this week, trying to kind of get them rapport with guys who maybe you haven't got a lot of snaps with?
Yeah, I think, you know, getting timing down with some of those receivers that I haven't thrown to is one of the bigger things right now.
CJ, what's your intangible quality that helps you be successful as a quarterback?
I don't know. I just think I don't get too high or too low in any situation. I just try and stay, pretty mellow, because I know the game of football, there's a lot of ups and downs, and you never want to get too mad when you have a bad play, or too high when you have a good one. It's all about, staying mellow and staying the same through all of it.
When a team makes a change like it made mid-season, mm-hmm. Have you processed yet what this can mean to your future and to your career, how you perform the rest of the year?
No, I'm really just trying to take it one day, one week at a time. I'm not looking that far ahead. Right now my focus is on today's practice and, geared towards beating the Cowboys and doing the best we can to get better and improve.
In the back of your mind, though, you're probably aware of what this potentially can mean the final weeks of this season.
No, honestly, I'm really just focused on this week. Yeah.
So, what areas think you've improved in the most this time you got here this spring?
I think the biggest thing is just learn the game plan, the playbook, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of new words, new terminology for everything, and I think that's the biggest thing right now. And I've been able to improve on that more than anything else.
Kyle was saying that in the last couple of weeks you've really improved in practice, and you think it's the grasp of the offense that's made that happen, or?
I think more, a lot of it is in scout team stuff, which isn't even our offense. But I've been able to go out there and kind of sling it around and have fun out there doing it, and I think that's, one of the bigger things.
Any quarterback that you really enjoyed impersonating?
No one in specific, no. I tried to, when we were going against a guy that ran more, I tried to run a little bit more, but just kind of try and read it out and do the best I can at interpreting things.
Obviously, you're, one of the young guys thrust into a pretty major role on this team. Just given where it is, and Shanahan talks a little bit about, how leadership is created. Is leadership an important thing to you, or are you just focused on how you play and that'll evolve into?
No, I think it is. I think guys look up to guys, but when you are a rookie, you don't have the veteran experience that a lot of other guys do. So I think a big thing is going out there and performing and showing and earning these guys' respect, which hopefully I've done a little bit of that throughout, my time being here. But I'm just trying to gain, more and more respect from all the guys.
What do you think you'd...
Oh, he's just really proud of me and just real positive. He couldn't be more happy for me, and I was just really, really proud.
You mentioned on Sunday looking up there and seeing your grandfather's name, and that was kind of surreal. Is there anything else that hit you about full speed NFL on the field? You just said, "Oh, this is an eye opener for one reason or another."
Nothing really specific. I mean, obviously, you're playing against the best guys in the world out there. Speed is a little bit faster, but I've been able to go against our guys, for the last however many months. So I think that's kind of acclimated me to that a little bit. But nothing I can think of.
CJ, what do you think you need to do to show the organization that you're the quarterback of the future here, that you're the franchise guy?
I'm really not looking, that far ahead right now. Like I said, I'm just trying to take it one game, one day at a time, and build stack blocks, have a good day of practice today and then a good one tomorrow and then, a good game on Sunday as a team and finally hopefully get a win.
What do you see out of the Dallas defense? And I know they don't do a whole lot, but they sort of concentrate on.
They're really sound in what they do, and they're good defense, they're like I said, they're sound, they're well coached, and they've got good players back there that play the defense well. We're just gonna have to do our best job to get after them in the run game and the pass game.
CJ, a lot of people have commented before the draft and now about your toughness. Is there anything in your background besides playing football that maybe helped you?
Yeah, I think I grew up in a big family, two brothers, two sisters. Me and my brothers were always fighting, wrestling in the yard, playing football in the yard, and we're as competitive as they come, all three of us. And I think we got that from my dad and my grandpa, and I think that just trickled down to us.
Yes, and Derek's talking about.
On Sunday, you were, I forget who did it, but you were pile-driven. Pile-driven?
Yeah, something like that.
You were pummeled into the ground, and a large man laying on top of you. Mm-hmm. You hop right up. I mean, in those moments, are you conscious of, like, I don't want to show them I'm hurt, or were you hurt?
I felt fine after that. I mean, there's some hits that you feel worse than others, and that happened to be one where I didn't really feel anything.
Jason Garrett talked about how he was impressed with you during the combine meeting. Mm-hmm. With you. Anything you remember from that meeting with them?
Yeah, I mean, I remember meeting with them, being in their room with them, and they got me on the board and all that kind of stuff. But, I get a lot of respect for Coach Garrett and that organization.